You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So what's the role of an MP?
I really don't know.
An MP's job is to fill up a seat in Parliament.
I don't know.
I'm not really sure. I think they're meant to represent a certain part of the city or something.
To represent you in Parliament.
And do you know who your local MP is?
I wish I did, but I don't.
My local MP is Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Louisa Wall.
I think it's David Seymour.
It is David Seymour from the ACT Party, and he's terrible.
What is the role of an MP and what do they do? An important question that we as the voting public ought to know the answer to. This week I went out and about on Auckland University campus asking people what the role of an MP was and whether they know who their local MP is. The answer came back that few people actually had any idea about what they do and even who represents them in Parliament. To clear this up, we decided to speak to Mount Roskill MP Michael Wood and List MP Paul Goldsmith about what they do. Reuben McLaren spoke with Michael Wood first and asked him to describe his role.
Well, it's a really wide role and quite multifaceted. So I'm in the seat of Mount Roskill, and there are 67 other general seats around the country. And so in the electorate, my job is to represent and support and assist local constituents. So I run a local electorate office, which is open to the public. I run mobile clinics around the electorate. People come to us when they have issues with government departments, whether it's Housing New Zealand, whether it's work and income, or anything else, and we're there to provide as much assistance as we can in those cases. And that's a really important part of the job and an important part of the democratic process, that people have got someone to go to in the political system when they've got a problem that's affecting their lives. And then I guess the other part of the job is the stuff that we do down here in Wellington as a parliamentarian. And so my job as a parliamentarian is to help make laws, if you boil it down to its absolute essence. So we sit here in the House, we debate law, we consider law, we hear submissions from people, and we use our best judgments and the principles that we carry into the office to try and make laws that we think will make the best and biggest difference for people's lives. So if I could, broadly summarise it, there's that local MP role, and then there's the role of the parliamentarian making laws, and a whole lot of other things that sort of spin off that as well, but those in essence are the key functions of the role.
And how much time do you spend within your electorate of Mount Roskill?
Varies from week to week, so about 30, 31 weeks of the year, the House sits in Wellington. And in those weeks, we come down here from Tuesday through to Thursday, and sometimes a little bit more, and we carry out the business of Parliament while we're down here. So in those weeks, you're not in your electorate as much as you otherwise would be. Weeks when Parliament's not sitting, I'm generally in Mount Roskill and around Auckland all of the time, and that work is quite varied. Some of it's in the office meeting with constituents, doing the paperwork. Some of it's out there sort of working on community campaigns and issues with people out there. Some of it's just sort of getting out and about and visiting people and connecting with community groups, sports groups, ethnic community groups, that kind of thing. And it's pretty much a 7-day job. So in those weeks when I'm not in Parliament, I'm sort of out there on the beat one way or the other pretty much all day, every day.
And something I've always wondered, do you have to live in your electorate in which you represent?
You don't have to. And yeah, there are examples over the years of quite a lot of number of MPs who haven't done so. So I think most recently, John Key was very well known to live in a not bad digs in Parnell, but he represented the electorate of Helensville. I think it's most common that electorate-based MPs do, but there's no requirement that you do. And you know, there's arguments both ways. There are some people out there who feel that it's really important for someone to live in the electorate, which I do, incidentally, because that means that you understand the place well, you have good local connections, that kind of thing. And then there are some people who would say, well, the key thing is that you do the job well, and where you live doesn't make too much of a difference. And ultimately, you know, voters have a view on that, and that might be part of their consideration.
And I was wondering, how does your government position fit in with your electoral duties?
Yeah, so I've got a bit of a funny in-between role. I'm not a minister, I'm what's called an under-secretary. And as an under-secretary, I'm part of a government executive, but I work directly under a minister. So in my case, that's the Minister for Ethnic Communities, and I'm the under-secretary for Ethnic Communities, which means I have particular responsibilities representing the government to ethnic communities in New Zealand and working with ethnic communities on their issues, their concerns, their ideas. And so that is a whole extra layer of of work and time. And so I spend a lot of time out and about at meeting with ethnic communities and their leaders, attending functions, that kind of thing. But actually, for me in particular, it ties in really well. So Mount Roskill, my electorate, is the most ethnically diverse community in New Zealand. Over 50% of the people who live in Mount Roskill were born overseas. As Auckland grows and becomes more diverse, that's our future, and I think it's a good thing.
More specifically, how do you represent your electorate, Mount Roskill in this case, in Parliament itself?
Well, really, it's being a voice for your community. And so when you're based in an electorate and if you're doing your job and you're listening to people and understanding what the concerns of people in your electorate are, then you will take those concerns and those issues to Parliament and speak up for them. So, you know, in the case of Mount Roskill, during the course of the time that I've been MP here, it's very clear there are a relatively small number of big, big issues. Housing, you know, we have this absolute disaster of house prices of over $1 million on average in our community, which used to be a very affordable place. You know, the transport mess in Auckland, the desperate need to invest in high quality public transport and community safety, they're the key things that people are just always talking to me about in Mount Roskill. And so when I'm here in Parliament, my job is to be speaking up, you know, within the Labor Party caucus to make sure that we are advancing policies and ideas that address those issues, and then within the Parliament to be trying to advance laws and changes which will help to make a difference in those areas. So in that way, you kind of bring together your two roles, your role as a local representative and your role as a parliamentarian and legislator.
Quite often, list MPs from another party will shadow an electorate MP. So, for example, Parmjeet Palmer from the National Party, she shadows your position in Mount Roskill. Do you work with opposition list MPs?
I couldn't speak for everyone. In my case, not really, no. It tends to sort of be a reasonably oppositional relationship, and we tend to be coming at issues from quite different perspectives. Having said that, you know, actually one of the big surprises I've had coming down to Parliament, I came down just at the beginning of this year, so I'm still pretty new. And one of the surprises I had coming here is that actually quite a lot of the interactions here are quite collegial. So what most people see of Parliament is what happens at question time, which is kind of the most adversarial bear pit part of Parliament, where, you know, the opposition's trying to get a hit on the government, on a government minister about something. And that's part of the system, that's the way it is. That's actually only a really small part of Parliament. And so the rest of the time, you know, we spend a lot of time, for example, in select committees, which is where you have a number of MPs from all parties working through legislation, maybe with different perspectives and objectives. But actually, it's actually usually quite productive and collegial. You know, when you're down here, you're pretty much a prisoner on the parliamentary precinct or Parliament sitting. You're pretty much not allowed to leave unless you've got explicit permission from your whip. You all sort of have to live here together. And actually, for the most part, people rub together pretty well. And then from time to time, actually across parties and across MPs, you do find that there are issues of common cause that you might work together on. And so I haven't particularly discovered those yet with the National Party List MP in Mount Roskill, but certainly there are other MPs that I have those sort of relationships with.
After speaking with electorate MP Michael Wood, I thought it was important to find out what a list MP does. To do this, I spoke to the National Party MP Paul Goldsmith about what his role was and how it differs from an electorate MP.
There are 120 members of Parliament. Some of them have electorates and some of them are list MPs. We all do exactly the same thing down here in Wellington, which is either being in government, where I have been for the last 6 years and the last 3 years as a cabinet minister, or in opposition, and in opposition holding the government of the day to account. And so I'm the opposition spokesman for tertiary education and arts, culture and heritage, and so I'll be busy holding the minister to account for his decisions in those areas. Then we're all based somewhere else in the country as well. I am based in the Epsom electorate, and so we also have an office in a local electorate and get out and about in the community and represent those views back to Parliament.
So some have argued that it's undemocratic to have the party create a list. What do you think of having an open list that was suggested in the 2011 review?
Well, the MMP system is one that creates electorate MPs, who get the most votes in the electorate, but the usual pattern is that, particularly in safe seats, it's the selection that's made by the party as to who is going to be the candidate that determines who's going to be the MP for that area. Or secondly, you have the party list. The National Party has a formal process for developing that list, which is involves the wider party membership, and it's all fairly open and transparent and works pretty well.
I mean, some would argue that list MPs just have the interests of the party and not the people. What are your thoughts on that?
There's room for different focuses. So, you know, there's a wide variety of approaches taken by members of parliament. Some members of parliament spend a huge amount of focus on local electorate type issues dealing with local people. Others emphasise more the policy work that they do in Wellington, but you know, there's a combination of all these things. List MPs obviously don't have as much constituency work, and so the expectation is that they, you know, may be more heavily involved in policy development, or they may have a particular interest group such as, you know, the environment or the arts or something like that that they develop, or they may focus on a particular ethnic group. So we have list MPs from a variety of ethnic backgrounds, and they work very strongly within their communities as well. So there's always plenty to do, depending whether you're an electorate MP or a list MP.
So just on your role, Paul, so you're based in Epsom with David Seymour as MP. So how does that relationship work? Is it more about holding him to account or actually representing the national voters there?
I always took view in the electorate that you know, the Epsom electorate is a very strong National Party electorate in terms of the party vote. And so I live in the electorate and have an office there. And next year we're going to have four kids at four different schools in the electorate, so we're well entrenched in the area. And I see it very much as my role to represent the views and the concerns and the attitudes and the hopes and aspirations of the people of the communities of that area in which I live within the National Party caucus and in Parliament, and so that their view is heard. So I do that. But, you know, as an MP, we have responsibilities right across the country as well.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.